Hello, this is Bobby Borders speaking. You're listening to my friend Ronnie Allen.
Did Monster Mash occur kind of as a joke, or was it something that was well planned?
It was pretty well planned, and it was a joke. It was kind of half and half. What happened was I had been doing Boris Karloff impersonation since I was like 9 years old. I used to watch all those old horror films because my dad managed movie theaters back in Massachusetts in the 40s.
Right.
And so I watched those old horror films over and over again, and I used to walk around with a picture of Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff in my wallet. And I was singing with a group of four Italian boys from my hometown, which was Somerville, Massachusetts. And we did a tune called Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. And we were an a cappella doo-wop group. And in the middle of it, I asked Lenny one night, the leader of the group, I said, let me do this as Boris Karloff, this monologue that the bass baritone does. So I did it, and the audience cracked up. So Lenny said, you know, we ought to do a novelty record. They do well.
Now, Lenny was Lenny Capizzi? Was that his last
Correct.
Name?
And about a year later, or less than a year, actually, I had been trying to get an agent to be an actor, and I finally got one, and he died of a heart attack within 3 weeks. So I had nothing to do. I called Lenny. I said, let's do something. Let's write that song you mentioned. So I went over one Saturday in 1962 to Lenny's house. We sat down at the piano, and in about an hour, it wrote itself.
Just like that.
Gary Paxton, who was the only person we knew in the music business. Gary had sang Alley Oop as the Hollywood Argyle.
Right.
And at that time, he was the hottest young producer in Hollywood. He's 19 years old. And he produced it about 8 days after we brought it to him.
That's pretty incredible.
It is. Everything happened fast in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days when you could make a record in your garage and have it played on the radio and 10 days later. And it was just the right timing for that kind of novelty.
Now, at the beginning of the record, you have these sound effects. How did you make those sound effects?
Gary took care of all of that. He blew bubbles in a glass of water with a straw.
Right.
Pulled a nail out of a board for the sound of the coffin opening. He dropped chains on a linoleum floor. And he put a huge plank of plywood down and stomped on it in ski boots.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from its slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
You're in
Monster Mash.